In a state without a single Native American reservation and in a city that was a stop on the Trail of Tears, a new exhibit in Nashville feels both late and on time. The Frist Art Museum is showcasing work by Native women artists that spans times, places, and mediums. WPLN's Rachel Iacovone has the story.
If you're imagining a collection of deep orange clay pottery, you've got the wrong idea.
Maria is a black-on-black painted custom 1985 El Camino.
That's Terry Greaves, the co-curator of the Hearts of Our People exhibit, an artist herself and a member of the Kiowa Nation. She's standing at the center of the main gallery, next to a sweet lowrider. Yeah, the car.
It has black-on-black painting on it in reference and deference and homage to Maria Martinez's black-on-black San Ildefonso pottery.
Martinez was a Pueblo artist who became internationally known for her glossy black pots decorated with matte black designs. One of her pots sits beside fellow Pueblo artist Rose Simpson's car. The pieces aren't twins, but they're certainly cousins. The thread that connects all the works is that the artists behind them went overlooked by the art world for decades, and in some cases, centuries. Here's co-curator Jill Alberguillo.
I would go through private collections, and I go through public collections and collections at art museums and in anthropology museums, and I'd see all of these beautiful works, and it just became more and more apparent that all of this work that I was seeing was Native women's work.
Alberguillo decided the next logical step was to curate an exhibit that highlighted the work for what it was, art. She and Greaves formed a board of Native women representing different nations and ages and locations. That board helped them track down some of their most unique pieces, like a storage pot made by a Laguna woman who was born a man.
Well, this is a really groundbreaking exhibition on multiple levels.
That's Frist curator Katie Del May. She says an exhibit focusing on Native American art has been a long time coming. The museum has had two related exhibitions fall through in recent years.
We were disappointed at first, but now we all feel like this is the right project for us, and this is the right time for us, too.
She says it's an ongoing conversation, and one they want to continue to have. For WPLN News, I'm Rachel Iacovone.